Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by you and super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. You could be anywhere. You could be on the highways, the byways, the tractor trailers, the Ubers, the Lyfts, the DoorDashers. Shout out to my people in the factories, my people in the bars, the restaurants, the front of the house, the back of the house, the people that are holding it down. You'd be in a submarine for all I know. What's up to my folks in Canada, too? I love Canada. I love it. Hi, Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver, and even Edmonton. Hi, Edmonton. You can always listen to the show starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. I hope you've had a good Wednesday. I've had a good one. I'm trying. Please believe me, I am trying. We all get tested in different ways all the damn time. Anyway, you want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's Wednesday. So that means in an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list in honor of Kawhi Leonard. The oft-injured Kawhi Leonard. In an hour from now, today's top six list is going to be about NBA players who never play. I'm basically going to give you an all-NBA injury team of guys who do not show up to work. That list is coming an hour from now. I'm sure you've heard by now, Kawhi Leonard yesterday was telling everybody how healthy he felt with his knee to participate in Team USA Basketball, who plays Canada tonight in a friendly. And then literally, less than 24 hours later, it's in the best interest of the Los Angeles Clippers and Kawhi Leonard that Kawhi Leonard does not compete with Team USA Olympic basketball. Wow. So just tell me his knee is hurting without telling me his knee is hurting. That's basically what they did. Speaking of Team USA, Greg Berhalter is gone. He is out as the head coach of the U.S. men's national team. They have lost 5 out of their last 9 matches. Copa America, they sucked. I mean, they lost to Panama. They couldn't put up points. They end up losing to Uruguay, which was no shock. But, man, when you're so deep in the toilet, what difference does it make? And for a squad that's getting ready to head out to participate in the Olympics in Paris, well, I guess this will be a warm-up for 2 years from now. Good luck. I know a lot of people are looking at, I don't know, Jurgen Klopp to come save the day. I don't know about that. 44 wins as head coach. Not enough wins that mattered. Sorry. Anyway, USA Soccer, who cares? Hopefully one day they win something. I'm begging for them to win. Make me pay attention. It's been a long time. Anyway, it's been a busy day. Besides the top six I'm going to share with you in an hour, in about 15 to 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Ari Temkin, a SiriusXM, Big 12 radio. He's going to come through and talk to us as the Big 12 just continues on with its media day, the second day of its media day. We heard from Deion Sanders earlier in the show, some of his quotes about how he's going to improve and what's going to be different. Matter of fact, let's hear Deion one more time. This is Deion Sanders letting everybody know why this year is going to be different than last year.
The offensive line and the way they train, the way they work, the way they go about their job. When I see the defensive line coaches and the way they're on their kids and the way they're demanding excellence and the way these young men are working, when I see the receiving core staying out the practice to work with their quarterback, coming over there on off days to work with one another, I just see the want and the fire and desire from our young men, and I can't wait till you get an opportunity to see it as well. So I'm very optimistic on what we have on our plate this year.
Well, that's good for him. He still has to compete against all the other teams in the Big 12, and they're one of the new kids in town, okay? And so we'll have this conversation with Ari Temkin, not just about Deion, but about everything going on with the Big 12. What are his thoughts on all the new schools? Or what are his thoughts on some of the ways that they monetize? Or what are his thoughts on who's expected to come out on top? What are his thoughts on maybe getting a couple of them into the expanded college football playoff? We'll be having a chat with Ari Temkin in about 15 minutes. And as we continue on with the show, there's plenty else to get into, okay? The WNBA stars continue to light it up. Caitlin Clark has an amazing game, a ridiculous game. That's a positive in a loss. And then Angel Reese continues her double-double streak. And then even Asia Wilson, she has a 20-20 game. We'll get into that later on in the show. There's just a lot going on. And so we've heard from Deion. We talked about Kawhi. We even talked about a guy who's just choking the world away in Rory McIlroy. He plays golf like me. He's a better golfer than me, but he always finishes the way I do, terribly. And, you know, hold on a second. Got people in the studio laughing at me. It's okay. Either way, let's talk about something that's not funny. New York Giants fans don't think Saquon in Philadelphia is funny. Justin Jefferson probably doesn't think that Kirk Cousins here in Atlanta is funny. And over the past 24 hours, and this is how you know the NFL is a money-making machine. The NBA, I wish the NBA would do this. Maybe they are. Maybe I'm not paying attention. The NFL has like three versions of Hard Knocks, okay? We got this off-season version with the New York Giants through free agency and the draft. We have the Chicago Bears, who are going to be in like the normal training camp of Hard Knocks. And then we have an in-season edition, which I never watch. Because I'm like, there's so much damn football going on. Now I got to watch an in-season version? Most of the times of a team that's a loser? No, thank you. But anyway, I after I got off the air last night, I walked in my door and I said, oh, here's Hard Knocks. Oh, it's the Giants. Oh, they're talking about Saquon leaving. And Hickey, did you see Hard Knocks? Did you see it yet?
I did, yes.
I have never heard, and I get it, who sounds happy in contract negotiations? There's nobody. And you keep a poker face, and you play it smooth and cool, and, you know, you try to get what you want. Man, Saquon Barkley sounded miserable talking to the general manager of the New York Giants and Joe Shane. That man sounded like, man, leave me alone. Just like, this is okay, I'm done. Just leave me alone. Why are you asking me these dumbass questions? You know, Hickey, let's take a listen to Joe Shane telling Saquon Barkley, bruh, we're not going to tag you. I'm not going to offer you anything. Again, go outside, look at what they offer you, and then come back. Part of this conversation is kind of cringy. Listen to this.
All right, so I just talked to Ed Barry, and I think just mulling over this, the right thing to do is let you test the market and see what your value is. I don't want to do the franchise thing or all that stuff again. I don't want to go through that. We've both been through that. You know, if you really want to be a Giant for life and you're interested in staying here and coming back, just see what your market is and then have Ed come back to us and we'll see if we can come to an agreement.
All right, I appreciate that.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Can you give me your word on that, or you're not going to give us a chance?
What do you mean? I'm just talking about
Yeah,
I mean, I already told you where I want to be, so.
Okay. All right, well, let's do that. We'll go out and see what the market says. I think it's the right thing to do. I love you, man. I appreciate everything you did for the organization, you know, the 2 years I was here. And I'm not saying we're not going to get something done, but I think it's right if for some reason it doesn't work out, that you know that the organization thinks the world of you and everything you've done. But hopefully, you know, you go out there, you see the market, and you say, you know what, I want to be here, and you give us a shout back.
All right, I appreciate you.
Yeah, that... The part where, hey, do I got your word on that? That just sounded kind of, Saquon's like, what do you mean? My word, circle back? At that point in time, it's just like, if you got to ask, then that man is going to get offered a contract and he's leaving. Let's be real. The New York Giants, they were not just, you know, head over heels and bringing Saquon Barkley back. We heard it. Well, I'm going to pay this running back $12, $13 million and my quarterback sucks. By the time I get a quarterback in here, the running back is going to be done and cooked. And so this was one of these offers that's just really, let me offer him something to offer him something. Knowing that he's probably not going to take it or come back, but I have to do this to save face, okay? And I know there are a lot of New York Giant fans who don't appreciate what took place, and this is the worst of the worst. What the hell you want Saquon for? You think Daniel Jones playing with Saquon Barkley is going to change the world? No, they need a whole lot more. They got to figure out what the hell is going on with Daniel Jones first. Running backs come a dime a dozen. You can fall in love with him, but come on, man. Hey, look, the Kansas City Chiefs got the best quarterback. Man, they running out a guy from Rutgers. Come on now. No disrespect to Pacheco. They say that guy runs like a toddler, but no disrespect. Anyway, I'm not mad. Hickey, what are your thoughts on that whole interaction?
I'm like, I get why it's cringy for sure. And if I'm Saquon, I get why he's very short and very upset. Like, it's one of those things where Joe Shane can be like, oh, we want you here. You know, we still want you to be a Giant. But at the same time, like, you don't even have, you know, won't give me an offer. Like, you're basically saying, okay, go. We don't think your market's very good. We're going to show you that your market's not very good. And then when that market is very low, come back to us and maybe we'll try to match or maybe we'll try to come close and you can come stay here. Like, I get it from Shane's perspective why I don't want to pay Saquon a big dollar amount at a running back position, but at the same time, it did sound disrespectful, and I get why Saquon Barkley basically not only ran away as fast as he could, but ran to a division rival.
Hey, he's now going to be with the Eagles making $12.5 million a year. I'm not mad at him. Now, the New York Giants, they did offer him in negotiations last offseason a deal before they decided to tag him. And there wasn't enough guaranteed money in there. And so now Saquon has himself a three-year, $37 million contract. He's making a guaranteed $26 million. That's an average of, 12.5 a year on the actual contract side of things. And he's behind the Christian McCaffreys and the Jonathan Taylors. Jonathan Taylor's making 14. And so, yeah, Saquon felt disrespected. But it's not like the Giants never offered him any money. He just wanted the guaranteed cash. And I'm not mad that he left. Can't wait to see what disaster the Giants are this year. At least they got Malik Nabers. That should be fun. That was an interesting episode. I like this edition. Do you care for this? I don't need all the draft stuff, but it's not bad.
This is tremendous. Like, this is like, I am surprised, very grateful, but very surprised how much we're actually hearing, how many opinions are being said, and how the Giants feel, how Shane feels, how the interviews are going. It's very cool. And it was also, at least for me, like, hilarious, and I just felt like I was an idiot watching them do the draft interviews at the combine, and hearing them with the quarterbacks talking. Like, it sounded like it was like Chinese the way they're talking about these plays and the formations. I'm like, man, I thought I knew football, but I don't know anything.
Yeah, you don't play enough Madden, Hickey.
Guess not.
You got to play more Madden. You be out here with Tom Brady, okay?
Man,
soon. Soon. I just like the fact that it exposes that everybody lies to each other. Come on.
Like, it's also true.
I'm supposed to believe a coach. Listen, we all see through the garbage. A coach comes up, a GM comes up. They're lying through their teeth. Nobody's selling the truth. It's like some people with their partners and spouses. It's everybody lying to each other all day, except for their billions of dollars at stake here. Anyway, somebody who wasn't lying. You know what? Hickey, we probably got to wait, right? I wanted to talk about Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson was sitting around with Rich Eisen. And speaking of quarterbacks, his good quarterback left. Like, Kirk Cousins is here in Atlanta. And because it is Atlanta, they had to do something interesting. They, instead of getting old man Kirk Cousins' help, they said, let's get another quarterback just in case the old man goes down. And so what we'll do is we'll take a break. And we're going to have a conversation with Ari Temkin. He's at Big 12 Media Day. You know, we got a lot of quarterbacks out there, including an old man and Cam Rising. I think this guy's almost 40 years old. But we'll get into that. I'm going to ask Ari a lot of questions about Brett Yormark and the Big 12 and all the Pac-12 schools that have come over and how they plan to make money. And so we will do that in another 5 minutes. And then before we get to the top six, we'll talk about Justin Jefferson. And then we'll talk some more college football, because even Arch Manning, who's on the bench again, decided to make a big decision about his college football career. Or at least it's helping him out with his wallet. A conversation with Ari Temkin on the other side of the break. He's in Vegas. I wish I was with him. It's Big 12 Media Day. You're here with me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, I love this song. I can't say the words, but I love it. Anyway, you know what else I love? I love football. The closest we're going to get to football besides stupid training camps, I can't wait for college football. I can't wait to see what Deion does. I can't wait to see what a Utah does. I can't wait to see what a Big 12 does without an Oklahoma. There's a lot. There's a lot that I need to see, a lot that I need to understand. And right now we're going to Vegas. We're going to talk to someone who understands and has seen it and heard it all over the past 48 plus hours. It's time to have a conversation with Ari Temkin. He covers the Big 12, Sirius XM Radio. Ari, thank you for joining us.
What's going on, JR? How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I mean, it's been a robust 2 days. I mean, we got Brett Yormark, who's quite the salesman. We got stupid comments from someone like Mike Gundy. And then we get Deion explaining what the next year is going to look like. What has stood out to you so far now that we've got the media day launched and they get ready to play in another month?
Yeah, I mean, it's wild to look at where this league has gone in the last 3 years. You know, 3 years ago, we weren't sure that this league was going to continue. After media days, we found out that Texas and Oklahoma was going to be leaving the conference. And, you know, four new teams entered last year, four additional new teams this year. So you're looking at eight teams over the course of last year that are brand new in this league. It's a new league. So I know, like, we think we know about it and we know the players, and it's really hard to understand how this is all going to play out, because we don't know the factors at play that is going to impact some of the newest members coming in, the schedules. You know, UCF, Terry Mahajer, the athletic director at UCF, said they only play two teams on their schedule in the Big 12 that were the same as last year, right? So that's not how we've thought of conferences, and certainly not the Big 12, where a couple of years ago there was 10 teams and everybody was playing each other. Totally different dynamic and animal this year.
Well, Ari, when you talk about the old Pac-12 teams that are coming in, Colorado, Arizona State, AZ, and then also Utah, You already mentioned Texas and Oklahoma. They gone. They're coming down here to the South in the SEC. Well, who's going to be the cream of the crop in this new conference?
There's going to be a lot of good teams. And Brett Yormark tried to sell us on, well, it's the deepest conference in America. And look, he's P.T. Barnum. That's what he's supposed to do. It's not the deepest league in America. That's probably still the SEC. But that doesn't mean it's not a league of parity. And I think that's what he means when he says that. When Yormark says we're the deepest league in America, what he's saying is this is a league of parity. And, you know, Utah and Oklahoma State and Kansas State, certainly the teams we expect to be competing towards the top of this conference. But there's probably four or five teams, a West Virginia, a Kansas, Iowa State, UCF potentially, that could very well win this conference. So, you know, you could call it a conference of mids. You know, I don't agree with that, but I think it remains to be seen who the cream of the crop is. I mean, Utah coming in is expected to be that. But, I mean, Oklahoma State has won as much over the last couple of decades under Mike Gundy as, you know, Utah has with Kyle Whittingham. That's not a knockout Whittingham. It's just the reality of the situation. You know, so while I think Utah can be a heavy hitter in this conference, Oklahoma State and Kansas State have already been heavy hitters in this conference. The biggest thing, GR, moving forward is public perception.
Hmm.
And it used to be that Texas and OU set the tone for the public perception of the Big 12. And, you know, if you beat Texas or OU, that was a good win. And it was viewed nationally as such.
Right.
Now the league doesn't have that. They don't have those litmus tests. So week one, West Virginia, Penn State, boy, is that a big game for the Big 12. You know, week three, UCF visiting Florida, boy, is that a big game for the Big 12. Iowa State. So these non-conference opponents, these non-conference games are instrumental for this conference because of how it's going to be viewed. They're going to get a bid. The biggest question is, can they get multiple bids? And that is dependent upon personnel perception of the conference, and that's going to be based on wins in the non-conference.
Ari Temkin is joining us, host of Big 12 Radio and SiriusXM. You know, you mentioned Mike Gundy, and we know he made some of the most ridiculous comments I've ever heard in my life yesterday about DUIs and drunk driving. I know he put out that statement kind of trying to walk and dial things back. Just based on the scenario, the situation and everything around, that's in the dirt, right? That situation has been covered and put to sleep, huh?
I mean, you're 100% right, right? I mean, what he said is just crazy. Maybe it's true. Probably not something you want to say publicly in front of microphones, especially when we're talking about college athletics, college athletes, right? Like, so we can all agree there. Mike Gundy, this is a tradition like any other, JR. Every year, this is what Gundy does.
I know.
Wants the headlines, and he gets the headlines. And you know what? Deion's still going to steal some of his headlines today, certainly. But this is what he does. And he does not give a rip. He does not care. So whatever he says and however it's perceived, he doesn't care. He never cared, but 20 years in, he certainly cares even less than he used to care. And look, I mean, what he said in the apology, to me, like, that was almost worse. Because you're unabashedly you. Why are you apologizing for it? And to say, like, I wasn't talking about anything specific, dude, you literally were saying something very specific. You were talking about a DWI, right? So, like, I wasn't trying to be specific. Well, you were. So don't walk it back. You know, the handling of the Ollie Gordon situation was so bizarre because it was completely antithetical to how we think about how those situations are normally handled, right? Normally, the player won't come. Then the coach, when asked about it, just defers. It's a legal matter. It's being taken care of. They did the opposite. They embraced it. They talked about it. They were front and center with it. And I think to a point, that was good. To a point. You probably didn't need to say what you said, though. But that's Mike Gundy.
Yeah, he is. I think there might be some remnants issues from his playing days. I'll leave it that way. Ari Temkin is joining us, SiriusXM Big 12 Radio. You mentioned Deion Sanders. We always know he's good for a headline. He's going to get a lot of attention. You know, Hickey and I talked about this earlier in the show. What do you see the Buffaloes doing by the time we get to November? What they going to look like?
So I didn't know if we were going to get Deion today. You know, last year he was coming off surgery and he didn't go to Pac-12 Media Days. He did an interview from Boulder with Fox. And so we were worried about if we were going to get him or not. And we got him for about 45 minutes. He even sat down at a point with Shadur and Shiloh. It was really cool. You know, look, when you invite the spotlight in the way that Deion has his entire career, you know, you're going to get the reaction that they're getting. It's easy to buy into what Deion is doing, because if you look at not the margins here, right? Because that's in the media what we tend to do, yell on either side and say he's the worst or he's the best, instead of living in the real world, which is probably somewhere in between. You know, you look and they won one game 2 years ago. Their win total in terms of their over under last year was 3.5. They hit the over. Their win total this year is 5.5. I think they're going to hit the over. Right, so incremental steps. This is what a lot of college football programs do. But when Deion got to Boulder, they were a one-win football team. And though expectations changed because they started 3-0 and they beat up TCU that had just played the national championship and on and on and on, you know, we still can't use the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season to say that last year was a disappointment, because on the whole, they hit the over. They weren't expected to win more than three games,
right,
and they
how
did.
About that?
So I think they do hit the over this year. I do think that they're a bowl team. I mean, look, they're confident. Of course they are. Could you ever experience a Deion Sanders that wasn't confident? No. And there's reason to believe they could win a conference title. I'm not, and when you have a quarterback that is that good, that is your ceiling. Now, I'm not going to pick them to win the conference title because there's just far too many questions. But I think this is a bowl team. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, Ari, let's talk about the team that is the favorite. You're in Vegas, and I looked at the odds. Everybody's taking a look at Utah. Is Cam Rising, is he close to collecting Social Security yet? I know he's been around for a minute. Well, what are they going to do out at Utah?
Yes, seventh-year quarterback Cam Rising. In fact, there are two seventh-year quarterbacks in this conference, the other being Oklahoma State's Alan Bowman. There's also a sixth-year quarterback at this conference, which is the Toledo transfer, Quan Finn, who's now starting at Baylor. So a lot of experience at the quarterback position in this conference. And, I mean, yeah, Utah is the overwhelming favorite, and for good reason, right? I mean, this is an elite defense. Despite being a horrible offense last year, defense still was elite. I mean, Iowa level of offensive inefficiency with Iowa level of defense at the same time, which is difficult to do. Rising's going to be back and healthy. They got Brent Keithy, who is also basically played four games over the last 2 years. He's been a huge target. You know, Dorian Singer transferred in from Arizona and USC. They've got a ton of pass catchers. Then, of course, the running game and the ground and pound in which, you know, Kyle Whittingham's program has been known for. The only reason why I'm saying they're not going to win the conference is because the favorite hasn't won this conference. They're the overwhelming favorite. This has been a league of parity. Again, I think it's going to continue to be a league of parity. Texas was a favorite last year, but they were not an overwhelming favorite, not what Utah is. So the only argument I have against Utah winning this conference is the ultimate argument, which is the pattern shows that Utah is not going to win the conference. But Cam Rising is a high-level player. He's extremely motivated, you know, by not being able to play last year, by what's happened to him the last couple of years and getting injured during the Rose Bowl. And there's certainly reason for optimism there. And they are the best team in the conference, GR. But, again, recent history says they're not going to win the conference because the favorite doesn't and hasn't. And I think it will stay that way.
Ari Temkin is here. It covers the Big 12. Man, I'm really looking forward to seeing what this means as up in the air as this conference is with the expansion of the college football playoff. Are we getting one school in? Are we getting two schools in? That's something I'm really going to pay attention to, man.
Well, and I think, you know, it's such an unknown right now, but there's going to be things that we're going to see over time that we're going to be like, oh, yeah, I don't know why I didn't think that was going to be the case. Like one of those, Notre Dame is going to make the playoff every year, okay? Notre Dame is going to make the playoff every year. Their schedule is just good enough, and there's going to be enough losses around the country that will justify Notre Dame getting a bid every year. So take a bid away. You've got, you know, obviously five bids from the group of five, or from the Power Four, and then one from the group of five, right? You know, the SEC and the Big Ten are going to have. So you start to kind of look at how many bids are open. And then this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, and that's perception. Last year, the Big 12 had some really bad non-conference losses. I think they sustained over the conference three losses to MAC teams. You know, Iowa State lost to Ohio last year. You had Cincinnati losing to another MAC team last year. So Miami of Ohio. So you had Houston losing to Rice, and all the time a MAC team. That can't happen this year. We talked earlier kind of about these big games for the conference that are litmus tests. Perception matters, and how this conference is perceived is going to be based on how it does in West Virginia versus Penn State, and how it does in UCF versus Florida, and how it does in some of these non-conference games. Many of them, they need to win. But when they're playing non-conference opponents, they're out of the SEC, the Big Ten in particular, they need to win those games. And that goes a long way in helping the Big 12 get multiple bids. But I'll say this. We'll know if the Big 12 is going to be a two or even three bid league, but I doubt ever will be a three bid league. Let's just say two. We'll know by the end of the non-conference schedule if they will, because of how the league will be perceived based on how they do in the non-con.
Well, Ari, as we wrap things up, you pretty much allude to it. We know this Big 12 is not the Big 10. It's not the SEC. We know that Brett Yormark, who's the ultimate salesman and running the show right now, is trying to bring in some money to close the gap. Is there a realistic possibility that they bring in private money to purchase a part of the Big 12? Or are we pretty much just looking at sponsorships, the name of the Big 12, patches, field stuff? Like, are we really going to see some dudes from Wall Street or California say, I'm buying a giant piece of the Big 12 to give you guys money in a jump?
You know, JR, I've done like 15 of these interviews, and you're the only person that's asked me about that. I think that is one of the most interesting dynamics at play here. So a couple of things. Number one, I think if Brett Yormark could get consensus, this would have already happened. Right? So I believe that Brett Yormark absolutely wants to look at private equity as a cash infusion to level the playing field when it comes to the SEC and the Big Ten. What I don't think he's getting, and what I don't think he'll ever get, is uniformity amongst the league. I think you've got members with wandering eyes that want to make sure that they're putting themselves in a position that if they can get an invite to the Big Ten or the SEC, they're going to be able to do it. The only way, JR, they get private equity is if they get the entire group to commit to another grant of rights beyond the one that they currently have, because private equity is going to want to have that long-term investment and have the assurances that they're going to be there. And I don't think they're going to get that. I think there's going to be pushback. I think there already has been. I think there will continue to be pushback from schools that don't want to lock themselves into a grant of rights for that long. So we may see that start to roll out on a school-by-school basis as they start to make those decisions individually. But I think the Big 12 wants to do it from the commissioner's office. I don't think the Big 12 wants to do it from the offices of the athletic directors, not 16 of them.
No, it makes all the sense in the world. Everybody is, well, we've seen the movement. Everybody's looking for the next dollar sign. And when the time is up and when they can bounce, they'll bail. I guess Brett Yormark will have to settle on the Big 12 sponsored by Pop-Tarts. I have no idea. Like, hey, it might be next. Big 12 brought to you by Pop-Tarts. While the things have happened in the world, I expect any and everything. Ari, thank you for the time. Where can people follow you and listen to you and all of your great work?
Appreciate you, JR. Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Ari Sports. Check out Big 12 Radio.
My main man, Ari Temkin. Hey, I'll catch you. Have some good time in Vegas. You going to have some downtime?
I'm at the airport right now, my friend, and you're ready to head back after 14 hours of radio over 2 days.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm looking at slot machines, though. At least there's that.
Stay away from those slot machines at the airport. Those are terrible. I'll leave some of the jokes alone. You fly safe. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Take care, JR. Be well.
My main man, Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on Sirius XM. Oh, I got a lot of slot machine jokes, okay? The people who sit there and use them and all of that, but I don't need the trouble today, okay? It's the JR Sportbeat Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about somebody who's no longer in the Big 12, but he is in a video game. We'll get into that. We'll talk about Justin Jefferson.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You don't got to wait too much longer because the top six list is coming your way in 15 minutes. Thank you, Kawhi Leonard, for the inspiration, because in 15 minutes, I'm going to tell you about the top six NBA players who never play. Oh, they getting paid, but they never hardly ever play. That list is coming your way at the top of the hour. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you so much to our guest joining us in the last break, Ari Temkin, joining us from Big 12 Radio on Sirius XM. Always a pleasure to chat it up with him. so many changes in college, so many changes in the Big 12. Gone, Texas and Oklahoma. Welcome to the SEC, my part of the town, my part of the country, okay? In come Colorado, Arizona State, Arizona, Utah. In comes Dion. And thank you, Ari, for reminding me that, yes, Mike Gundy says something stupid. Forget yearly. I feel like every time this guy opens up his mouth, he's saying something dumb. It's an interesting business prospect. Hickey, I feel like I deserve like a gold star. He says he's talked to a lot of people. I asked a unique business question. I feel like they should, Big 12 should bring me in to help them broker the Pop-Tart naming rights deal.
I love that idea. That's a great one. The Pop-Tart, how would you say the Pop-Tarts Big 12? The Big Pop-Tarts 12? The Big, how would you phrase it?
I don't know if this is okay to say. Big 12 Pop-Tarts? That's stupid, right?
No. I wouldn't say it's stupid.
12 Big Pop-Tarts? Big 12 Pop-Tarts Conference? I don't know.
I mean, if we're going to add a corporate sponsor, can we at least then get the number of teams right in the conference name?
Uh-oh. We got to up it to 6. By the time they negotiate something, it's going to be back down to 12.
You're right. Add a few more if the deal is good. All of a sudden, now it's like the Big 20.
The Big 12, 16 Pop-Tarts. All State. Like, All State would be better, wouldn't it?
I mean, for just ease of saying, I guess, sure. All State Big 12.
The All-State Big 12. You know, it's a little bit, sounds better than the Pop-Tarts Big 12. I don't.
But Pop-Tarts could be more fun. I mean, they're one for one in terms of bowl sponsorship, so maybe that translates over to an entire conference.
In my dreams. Not going to happen, but in my dreams. You know what? And all of this is inevitable, too. And I understand that Brett Yormark, who used to run a lot of things, including a record label, a music business, this man has run everything for a variety of reasons, which I will not get into. Go ahead and Google him. But the fact is, it's going to happen. All these sponsorships are going to happen. They're going to throw sponsorships on the jerseys. They're going to throw more sponsorships onto the field. If they can, they'll slap one onto the helmet. I mean, the idea that you're going to sponsor the league name, come on now. You can do that in college athletics. Dare I venture? And let's also be, we don't have it in the WNBA. They've embraced, because they needed the money, I feel, jersey sponsorships before anybody. But could you imagine? And maybe we do get to this point in America. Could you imagine? We got the New York Red Bulls, right? Playing soccer, playing football. They got multiple teams all over the world, including out in New York. New York Red Bulls. That's not no coincidence. The Red Bull owns the team. But to sponsor a squad? Hickey, could you imagine the New York Knicks brought to you by, I don't know what's in New York.
The Mace? Spear? Oh.
The Spear. That's on their stupid jersey patch.
Yeah.
But could you imagine infiltrating the NBA? Well, they don't need it. Do that? Could you? But see, the NBA brought to you by American Express.
I mean, don't they do that anyway, though?
They're corporate sponsors. But could you imagine every time you see the NBA logo, American Express is paying even more money for association? Could you imagine that?
I mean, they do with the finals, right? With YouTube TV.
Right.
The NBA finals brought to you by YouTube TV. And then all of a sudden the game's on and there's at least four different YouTube, you know, logos on the court or on like the banner. That would be annoying.
I got one for you. If you need me to help you with this, okay? I got you. I will take my percentage. Every time we talk about you, every time your show comes on, every time you do something, it's Ryan Hickey brought to you by GQ.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. Come
really
on,
downgrading
right?
for the magazine, but I'll take it.
Come on. Every time. When the show comes on and I talk about, hey, Ryan Hickey brought to you by GQ, right?
You know who's, I think, technically supposed to be like that, although no one, I guess if you can say, follows the rules?
Uh-oh.
Michigan State basketball. I am pretty sure they are supposed to be referred to Michigan State basketball, sponsored by or brought to you by Rocket Mortgage.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the whole Cleveland, Michigan thing with what's that guy's name?
Gilbert? Dan
yeah,
Gilbert?
Yeah, Dan Gilbert. That guy owns like he owns a majority of Michigan, and then he's like, hey, why not delve a little deeper into Ohio as well? That's Rocket Mortgage? Okay. I don't know.
I don't see that on TV. You know, oh, big game this weekend. We got Michigan at Michigan State presented by Rocket Mortgage. I don't really see anyone saying that.
Everything is up for sponsorship, man. Gone are the days, maybe so, where remember you used to have some idiot streaker running across the field, the court, and they had like turtle wax on their back, like go to www.betongames.com. Like who needs that? Nobody's paying for that crap anymore. Like them days are gone. Like everything is sponsored. We haven't even gotten into the gambling aspect of it. Come on.
You know what's man. Also up for sponsorship?
What?
The JR Sport Brief Show.
The whole show?
I don't want to speak for you, but if someone's willing to, you know, give you a top dollar to say the JR Sport Brief Show is presented by your ad here.
I need to reach out to my friends at Experian who've been great partners of the JR Sport Brief Show.
Here we go. A few extra bucks for you. Good exposure for them.
Yeah, we can do it. I'll do Experian and you do GQ.
Perfect. We're locked in.
Anything else we need to work on? What do we need to do? Is that it?
The top six can be sponsored too.
Oh, what's something related to six?
Maybe Toronto. Maybe just, you know, they call it the six.
No.
Maybe just the entire city of like tourism for Toronto.
No.
No.
Let's ask for all of that. We can ask Alan from Toronto to sponsor this, right?
That's true.
He comes to America enough.
He does.
This guy comes to America to see all American. He's probably in the Corvette Museum right now. He's in NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte and in Detroit at something or another. He's down in Florida on the beach because he's like, hey, it's too cold in Canada. He does everything except for visit me. He does everything. Alan, get to work, man. I assume Alan is going to call to tell me about some injured Toronto Raptor in about an hour from now. Because Alan loves the top six list, like a lot of people. And thank you for listening, Alan. And thank you, everybody else, for listening wherever you're at. If you want to sponsor the show, send me money, okay? That's it. Simple as that. Just send me money. We'll make it happen. No contracts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. That was a joke. I don't need legal coming after me. Here's the deal. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we are going to share with you a new top six list. Earlier today, Kawhi Leonard goes down. Well, he doesn't go down. He gets dropped out of Team USA basketball. What a shock, right? We saw this coming. I'm going to give you a top six list of NBA players who I never expect to see play. They are always hurt. I might as well give you an all-NBA injury team. It's a new top six list. NBA players who never play. They get paid, though. We'll tell you about them on the other side of the break. And we got so much more to get into. More NFL, more football, WNBA. But the top six is coming up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
It's been a three-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.